Zuckerberg outlines Meta vision for a future built around personal superintelligence. Zuckerberg also addressed concerns that AI could displace workers. He argued that the economic outcome will depend partly on whether AI is primarily used for automation or to increase people's ability to create products, businesses, and services. Invention, not automation, will be the greatest contribution of superintelligence, Zuckerberg wrote. The essay also addressed the infrastructure needed to support AI. Zuckerberg said communities hosting Meta data centers should benefit through jobs, investments in schools and public services, and efforts to prevent higher local energy costs. Meta is launching a Future is for Everyone fund to support communities where it operates. Zuckerberg also cited America's Workforce Academy, which Meta created to provide free skilled trades training in areas where it is building data centers. Zuckerberg addressed risks involving cybersecurity, biological threats, surveillance, and the possibility of humans losing control of advanced AI. He proposed closer cooperation between frontier AI developers and the U.S. government, including providing officials early access to developing models to help identify security risks. On privacy, Zuckerberg said Meta plans a fully private mode for personal AI agents in which even Meta would be unable to access users' information. He also called for continued U.S. leadership in AI and reaffirmed Meta's support for open-source models. Zuckerberg said Meta is implementing governance in which its independent board of directors will approve safety criteria for model releases and review compliance. I do not think it is in my, Meta's, or the world's best interests for me or anyone else to be a sole decision-maker on how superintelligence is deployed, he wrote. The complete essay, The Path to a Positive AI Future, dated August 10, 2026, is available at meta.com.